Hello, I'm Mike Salem. My dad, Pastor Salem, loved to spread the good news of Jesus to provide hope and encouragement to people all over the world through his biblical teachings and sermons. You will experience that truth from God's Word in today's message. Now let's join Pastor Salem.
I'm Pastor Salem, and I want to welcome you to the Christian Worship Hour. Another week has rolled by, and here we are, and we're all gathering around the throne of grace at the foot of Jesus Christ, and we're worshiping from all points of the world, one focal point, the throne of God. Isn't that wonderful? And someday we're going to be there, and we're going to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the wonderful Heavenly Father and the glorious Holy Spirit. And we're going to see all of the hosts that are born again, the redeemed. Oh, I can hardly wait. But for today, we're going to preach about the prodigal son and then Luke chapter 15. But before I do that, I want to share some of the letters. We just get some of the nicest letters, and I just love to share them. And I got a letter that one person said they wondered if we could have more letters and less sermon. Can you believe that? And so I don't know about that. But we're going to read some letters, but just how many, I'm not just sure. Well, this one comes from Melbourne, Australia. And this person writes, "Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. I was happy to receive the June newsletter, A New Song, and have read all the articles about true love. And yes, all the passages in the Bible tell us the truth. Praise God for all his mercies to us. I would like you to keep me and my family in your prayers for God to bring peace, as I feel there's a dark force trying to tear our family apart, which is making me very unwell with this worry. I know that God in his mercy will bring victory in this situation. I ask you to pray for our well-being and thank you for your prayers. Yours in Christ." Now, that's a beautiful letter. And I've written to this lady before, and she's talking about the new song. And the new song is a little publication we put out every month. It's a Bible study, and then it has the sermon topics for that month and the text. It has inserts, excerpts from different letters that we get that you would just love, I know, and it's free and postpaid. So get your pencil and paper, and when I'm done with the letters, I'll give the address. And we love to send it to you. It's just so wonderful. We ought to really charge for it, but we're good-hearted, and we won't do that. Here's Ree Heights, South Dakota, and it is one sentence, and I'm going to tell you why it's one sentence. He writes, "I listen to you every Sunday. I am a sheep herder." Now, you know why it's one sentence? He's got to be with those dumb sheep or they'll get lost and they'll never come back. Exactly. I'm a sheep herder. I was a sheep herder before I was a preacher, and I loved it. But boy, those sheep, when God says, "All we like sheep have gone astray," that's exactly right. Here is Wichita, Kansas. "My friend Sue told me about your program, and I've watched every Sunday. Thank you for your messages and explaining everything so clearly." And the point of this letter is tell other people about the Christian Worship Hour. If all of you would tell one person, we'd double overnight. So we want them to get the good news. And one more letter I want to share. This is a beautiful letter. Thompson Falls, Montana. And this is a gentleman, and he writes, "Thank you for your phone call on April 19th, 2015. When through you, I accepted the Lord into my heart and became a born-again Christian, and that has been one of the greatest days of my life. I'm very active in my church and never miss your program on Sunday before I go to church. Thank you again for your help and literature over the last 14 months. God bless you and all your wonderful staff for everything you do for all of us." Now, this is a dear brother, and I prayed with him to receive Jesus over the telephone. And he didn't know exactly what to say, and so I helped him. And I just told him, brother, you just pray and just tell Jesus you're a sinner. In your own words, you don't need thee, thou, or all. Just tell him in your own words, "Dear Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for my sins. And I ask you," and then I pray with him. And I'll now pray and ask him to come into your heart, to live in your heart. And he prays that. And then I said, then promise that you're going to make him the Lord of your life and you're going to serve him, because that's repentance. You turn to the Lord, see? And so he promised to serve the Lord. And then I said, thank Jesus. Thank him for saving you. And he did that. And I said, be sure to tell somebody what you did. Now, that's our main thrust of our Christian worship hour, bringing people to Jesus. And if you prayed that prayer, or if you want to get the new song, or if you want to send a gift, you send it to the Christian Worship Hour. Christian Worship Hour. The box is 2002. We're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. Those of you on shortwave, I'm going to give it again. Box 2002, Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402, USA. And if you want to, you can send gifts on the internet, christianworshiphour.com. You can send it. We get in American money. And I just want to quickly say, we are approved by the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means they audit our books and all how we spend the money and everything. So I hope we'll hear from you. God bless you, everyone. Now, the prodigal son. Let's look at the prodigal son. It's a parable that Jesus gave. And the word prodigal simply means wasteful. And in this story, you see how wasteful this young man was. You could also call this story the parable of the loving father, because it is the story of a father who loved his son no matter what. He loved his son. They call it unconditional love, the kind of love comes only from the Father in heaven. And so let's just look at this story. Jesus in this parable says it's the story of two sons and the inheritance they had coming. Sometimes you have people who think this young man was a prodigal because of his certain type of sins, but we remember that sin is sin with God no matter what it is. You can be mixed up with some prostitute, or you can be a gossiper, or you can be somebody that doesn't forgive people, or you can be a gossiper or something like that. God says if you break the law in one point, you're guilty of all. And they talk about big sins and little sins. With God, there is no such thing as a little sin. And if you have one speck of sin, you'll never get to heaven. That's why you have to have Jesus. And his blood washes us away and clothes us with his righteousness. And so this man sinned. You know, we read about the different kinds of sin. Let me tell you the worst sin you can do. It's at Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And God says, you shall not eat of this tree. And Adam ate of that tree. What did he do? He disobeyed God. And when we disobey God, it is pure and simple. It is a terrible sin. And God says that when we refuse God and we don't obey him and listen to him and receive his son, he said, you must be born again. And we say to God, I'm not going to be born again. And that's when you disobey God is the most terrible sin in the world. So listen to God. And when we disobey him, we go to him and ask him for forgiveness. And he does. He forgives us and helps us. So the young son displays his rebellion against the father. And he takes the money and takes the inheritance. And he goes into another country. And that he does that because he doesn't want his dad to be telling him anything to do. He wants to be no authority over him. He wants to be footloose and fancy free. And that happens so many times when young people leave home and go to college. But it happens to all of us when we disobey God and won't listen to God. We want to go our own way and do our own thing. And so here he is, the sinner today. That's the way the sinner is. We don't want God to say that thou shalt and thou shalt not. We don't want that. That's why we don't like the Bible. That's why you don't listen when you be going to some church, some dear old pastor's preaching the Bible, the Word of God, and it cuts across you and you don't like it because you're your own boss. You're your own leader. You're free and you're independent. You have your own liberty. You don't want any strings attached. You don't want any limitations. And that's the way this young man was. And what did he find? What did the prodigal son find? Did he find liberty and freedom? No, he found bondage of the worst kind. He wasn't free of all because he was bound in sin. And he was away from his father and we're away from God. And he was not happy until he came back to his father as we should come back to God. So it is with us today. We all we have, like our inheritance, all that we have is from God. And the things that we have in the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, it's everything is from God. And if God didn't give you that next breath, you wouldn't take another breath. You wouldn't have another heartbeat. We owe everything to God. God has given every good gift and every perfect gift comes from the Father of God, the Father above. And so this son, he squanders it all. And so many people today are squandering it all. They're living on these things for themselves. They don't do anything to help anybody else. They don't help God. They don't listen to God and obey God. And they're just like this prodigal son. And he rushes away and they live their own life. And so that's what this young man did. And so he thought that where he would be, everything would be so wonderful. And he just couldn't wait to get there and start spending his money. And so when he got there, he went to spending his money. And he was proud and he was headstrong and he was arrogant and he was going to do his own thing. And he was looking for his own liberty. And so there he goes. And he gets into this far off country and he spends this money and he spends it right and left. And it's all pretty soon, it's all gone. And then God tells us that after a certain time, this headstrong, arrogant man came to himself. And that's a glorious thing. He came to himself. And he comes to his senses. And it's a glorious day when we see that without Jesus Christ, we have nothing. And this young man, this money is gone. Look, it took a lot of things to bring him down to where he turned to God. He had the loss of his money. He had the loss of his friends. He had the loss of hope. He had the loss of food. He had the loss of self-respect. It was all gone. And finally, he's driven to his knees and he comes to his senses and it says he came to himself. That is repentance. And he realizes in his heart, oh my God, I have to come back to God. And I have to serve him as walk with him. And this poor young man, he's at the bottom of the ladder. And look at this young man at the bottom of the ladder. What does he do? Well, he's all smeared up. He's taking care of the hogs, the pigs. And for a Jewish boy, that was the most humiliating thing you could possibly do. And so he goes to work and he's working with these pigs. And he isn't paid right away, isn't given the money right away. And so he has no money and no food. And what does it do? It says that he ate the husks from those old dirty pigs. They're those pigs, and they're just as dirty. Well, it says here, this is what it says. When he spent all, there arose a great famine in that country. And it doesn't necessarily mean that there was a famine in the country. It meant that he ran out of money. He didn't have any money. And he was bone dry in the pocketbook, and he just had nothing. But he was so proud he wouldn't go back to the law of his father. He wouldn't go back and repent. And so what does he do? He gets a job and he takes care of these dirty old pigs, and he watches them and takes care of them. And he asked her, what does he do? Well, and what does he eat for breakfast? He eats those husks of those old pigs that they'd been slobbering on and messing on and taking around like no good thing in it at all. And then what does he have for noon meal, dinner? He has husks, some more husks. And for supper, he has some more husks. And for a midnight lunch, he has more husks. And pretty soon, he's sick in his stomach. And it says he came to himself. He came to his senses. And sometimes God has to do that. He has to let us go until we just live like we're plumb crazy. And we are in a far off country and we don't have God and we don't have Christ and we have nothing to do with this wonderful Savior. And so that's the way we live. And then we spent all. What does Jesus say? When he had spent all, there arose a great famine in that country. And so he had nothing. And then he gets this job, and he lives with the pigs, and he smells like a pig, and he looks like a pig, and he sounds like a pig. And so I've seen it so many times in my ministry, my dear friends. A child of God wanders into sin. They live the ways of the world. They go downhill. At first, it's just a little slant, but pretty soon it's just a rushing and just slides fast, and they get way off from God, and they lose. And so many times they lose their family, or they lose their business, or they lose their health. I've seen it. I've been in the ministry 72 years, going on 73. I've seen it. Oh, my God, I've seen it too many times. A Christian man or a woman, and it isn't always the young people. And then they get offended or they get into sin and they slip and they go and they get, and pretty soon they're rock bottom and they're broken and bleeding and they're like the prodigal son and they come to themselves and they come back to God. And I just have a feeling there's somebody watching today, maybe many, and you've drifted away from God. You used to walk with the Lord. You used to be in the service of the Lord. Maybe you used to be a minister in the Lord or a Sunday school teacher. I don't know. But you got offended and the devil worked on you and got you upset. And you got all sulky and the way you went and you drifted off and you're way off today, way off from God. And I'm going to tell you something. That old Father in heaven loves you and he wants you to come back and he'll forgive you if you'll come back. I was reading about President Lincoln, and they asked him how he's going to treat the rebellious Southerners when they finally had been defeated and returned to the Union of the United States. What are you going to do with them? And the questioner expected that Lincoln would take dire vengeance on them. But President Lincoln answered and said, I will treat them as if they have never been gone away. Never been gone away. That's the way God will do you. You say, oh, I sinned against light. I knew better. I did the wrong thing. I sinned terribly. I don't know what to say and which way to turn. What am I going to do? Well, you come back and you find out that your Father in heaven will have his arms open for you, just like this renegade son who ran away. The songwriter Phil Johnson has a beautiful song about God's love and care. And this is the way he says it. The eyes of the Lord are upon me. He sees everything I do. The arms of the Lord are around me. He keeps me safe and secure. And then the chorus goes like this. And although there were times I stepped out of his will, I've never been out of his care. And when we forget God and we go off into sin and we backslide, God still watches us. He still loves us and he wants you to come back. So this young man returned to his father. And while he's a long ways off, his father saw him. And look what it says. He ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. In the Greek, it says he kissed him much. We would say smothered him with kisses. Here's an old man running to his besmirched son and hugging him and holding him and smothering him with kisses. He probably would say, if we were doing it, we'd say, well, let the bum clean up. He got himself into the mess. Let him clean up. Let him at least go and wash himself. Get some Lysol. He still smells like a pig. He even looks like a pig. Putting on some clean clothes on him and give him probation for a couple of years, and then we'll see what we'll have. That isn't the way God treats the one that comes back to him. When you come back to him, he'll do just like this father did. He took that boy and took him to his bosom, dirt and smell and all. He hugged him to himself. And that's what God says. He says, like he's saying this, your father's saying, let me hold him, let me embrace him, let me draw him closer, let me love him, let me kiss him. This boy that spent all of his inheritance and squandered it all on prostitutes and God knows what. And here this father takes him and loves him and hugs him. You know, I'm going to tell you something. That's what God will do with you. If you come back to him, you've drifted away. Maybe you've never ever accepted him, but you've drifted away. And when you come back to him, he'll open his arms to you. And I'm going to tell you, don't clean up before you come. Don't have you been in the pig pen. You've been out in the world. And I've had people say, well, I want to clean up my life before I become a Christian. I want to be a better person. I don't want to be a hypocrite. So I want to clean up my life before I accept Jesus. That's the worst. That's what the devil is telling you to do. Because you'll never get cleaned up enough. That old nature will never be perfect in this world. And so what you have to do is come just the way you are. Like one old pastor put it, God doesn't clean his fish till he catches them. And when you come to Jesus, he wants you to come to him. Jesus wants you to come to him. The Heavenly Father wants you to come. He wants to embrace you. He wants to keep you. He wants to clean you up. Your heart, your mind, your attitude, your lifestyle, whatever it is. Come, come just as you are. Come to Jesus, wonderful, beautiful, lovely Jesus. You say, it sounds too good to be true. Let me tell you something. It's the gospel. And where grace sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And God will take you back if you just come home. Maybe you've been drifting away from the Lord. Maybe you knew you should accept the Jesus and you didn't do it. You turned your back on him. Maybe you're in old age now. Maybe you've gone along quite a number of years. Maybe you've got a terrible past that makes you shudder. Just come home. Come to Jesus. He loves you. I read the story and reminds me of a story I read about the great King David. And he'd sinned in a terrible way, but when he came back, he found forgiveness. And this is what he said in Psalm 103, verses 10 to 14. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Psalm 103, God is there, and he'll do that for you. Come to Jesus. Come to the Savior. I read about a woman who was dying of AIDS. She asked for a pastor to come and to comfort her. She was suffering both physically and emotionally, and everything to her seemed hopeless. I'm lost, she told the pastor. I ruined my life and every life around me. I'm going to hell and there's no hope for me. The pastor saw a picture, a framed picture of a pretty girl on the dresser, and asked the woman, who is that? The woman brightened and said, she's my daughter. She's the one beautiful thing in my life. And then the pastor said, well, would you help her if she was in trouble? No matter how many mistakes she's made, would you receive her if she asked to come back and asked you to receive her? Would you still love her no matter what? And the woman said, of course I would. Why should you ask such a question as that? Because, the pastor said, I want you to understand something. The pastor says, God has a picture of you on his dresser too. And he loves you, and you can come back, and he wants you to come back. That's the gospel, and so I guess what we have to say, will you come home to the Father today? You drifted away off into sin, will you come home? You've never accepted him, come home to God, will you do that? You say, oh yes, yes, I want to come home, but I don't know how. How do I get back to God? And I'll tell you, that's the gospel. That's what I love to preach. I have hope for you. And this is the message. He says that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. He says it through Isaiah, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And what you need to do is say, oh, dear Jesus, say in your own word, don't worry about the thee and the thou and being fancy. Just talk to him and say, dear Jesus, do it right now. Follow after me, dear Jesus. I've sinned against you, and I ask you to forgive me for my sins and wash me in the blood of the Lamb. And then you say, I will follow you and serve you as best I can. That's repentance. You're turning to Jesus, see? And I'll follow you and serve you the best as I can. And then you thank him, because when you ask Jesus into your heart, He comes immediately. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's the door of your heart. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. If you prayed that prayer, you're a child of God right now. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've been born again. And you'll never be the same. So I pray you prayed that. Now, if you did pray that, you write to us. And we want to send you some literature and get you help you get started in the Christian life. And you can write to us at the Christian Worship Hour. And the box is 2002. We're in Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402 USA. And those of you on shortwave, I'm going to repeat it in just a minute. And you can write, get a hold of us on the ChristianWorshipHour.com. But maybe you don't have a computer, and that's just fine. I don't either, dear Lord. But you can get a friend to do it for you. And you can get a hold of us, and you can write to us, and we'll answer you. And maybe you can send a gift to help us, because we have to have your help. If you don't help us, we have no help, but we can't make it. And so you just pray for us. Write to us, Christian Worship Hour Box 2002. Aberdeen, South Dakota, 57402. Now I'm going to pray. Lord, we're praying for these dear friends, and we're praying that the many will come to you and receive you as their Lord. And then, dear Heavenly Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are suffering, who are in the persecuted church, and we're praying especially for those in Somalia today, that, oh God, you will bless them and help them and give them strength and courage and help us all. And to those who are on beds of sickness and those who are shut-ins, we pray, oh God, take care of them and help them to know that you are there. And maybe it doesn't feel like you're there, but that doesn't matter. You are there because you said you'd be there. You said, I'll never leave thee or forsake thee. And so we just pray for all the shut-ins, all on sick beds, all who mourn the loss of a loved one, all maybe the others who have to. Special troubles, lost their job, had a divorce, children gone wrong. You help all of us. And so we just pray that you'll just help them to know that you're there. Help them to turn to you. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to thank you all for writing to us and listening for us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for telling others. And we need your help. If you're going to do it, I'm going to put it on the screen now. Our address, and you be sure to help us. We have no other source of income. But the main thing is to pray. And then next week we'll be back, and we're going to start a new study on Joseph. I know you're going to like it. So God bless you. God bless you, everyone. We love you all.
My dad loved to preach because he got to tell people of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you would like to learn more about having a relationship with Jesus and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, click the encouragement link on our website at cwh.org. You may also stream more programs, subscribe to our monthly newsletter, and view Pastor Salem's devotions and answers. We would be most grateful if you would pray for this ministry and help us financially to continue proclaiming the gospel. God bless you.